Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Need an angel investor? Just open up Clubhouse. Consider it like Shark Tank on your phone. Every week on Angel House, founders make a pitch to a panel of investors as hundreds of people listen in. By Ariel Pardes. Startup fundraising can be blood sport, which also makes it great entertainment. Shark Tank first brought pitch decks to primetime in 2009, spawning an entire genre of investment as reality TV. To name just a few, Meet the Drapers, hosted by venture capitalist Tim Draper, Cleveland Hustles, hosted by basketball legend LeBron James, Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch, exactly what it sounds like, The Profit, weirdly for investing in failing businesses, Dragon's Den, like Shark Tank, but British, and Tigers of Money, like Shark Tank, but Japanese. The latest entree on this theme is not on television, but on Clubhouse. Every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, a new handful of founders duke it out before a panel of angel investors in a weekly show called Angel House. Hundreds more people listen in. The conversations between founders and investors can be educational, but the purpose of hearing pitches is not to give advice, says Jeff Cook, one of the angels. It's to decide, do you want to invest or not? From the start, Clubhouse has had a vibrant startup scene, and many of the app's top users are venture capitalists. It's not uncommon to stumble into a room full of entrepreneurs practicing their pitches or investors discussing the latest startup trends. Cook, who founded his first startup as a freshman at Harvard in 1997, has sold several companies and now dabbles in angel investing. After spending some time on Clubhouse earlier this year, he realized it might be a good place to find some new deal flow. He asked a few other angels he knew if they wanted in, and in January, Angel House began. Every week, Angel House invites four founders up to the stage. Most of the participants have submitted an application form ahead of time, but the show will occasionally pluck a volunteer from the audience to pitch on the spot. There are no slide decks or B-roll footage on Clubhouse. Instead, it's an hour-long exchange between founders and the investors probing their ideas, including sometimes boring particulars, technical specs, cash flows, distribution models. Afterward, the angels, who are scattered around the world, retreat to a private back channel on Slack where they chat about which, if any, pitches are viable investments. They invite their favorites back every fifth week for the money show where they decide which they want to invest in. No one wins Angel House's money show. Sometimes no one gets picked. There is only one gimmick. If one angel writes a check, they all write a check. For founders, the process can be surprisingly efficient. Without the right network to make introductions, getting the attention of an angel investor can be about as easy as finding a fairy godmother. On Clubhouse, there are rooms full of them, and Angel House offers a straightforward way to snag a meeting. For angels, it can also help build new connections that lead to new deals. In my previous angel investing, it was always someone I knew through someone, or someone I knew directly, says Cook. Now his network is as big as Clubhouse's user base. On Angel House, each angel invests a minimum of $10,000 and a maximum of $50,000. That's smaller than the average angel check, but because the group invests together, it takes some of the pressure off the individual angels without shorting the founder. So far, the investors have blessed two startups from the show, Alpha, a blockchain marketplace for art, and Stack Influence, a platform that connects micro-influencers to brands. Manuela Sevi, the founder of Alpha, simply showed up in the Angel House audience and raised her hand to pitch. The angels liked what they heard, brought her back for the money show, and decided to invest. The next day, I did another pitch in another room on Clubhouse, and it led to another investor that we're now talking to that might lead the round, says Sevi. I told my team I just raised $50,000 in a two-minute pitch. William Gasner, the founder of Stack Influence, has made Clubhouse a significant component in his fundraising strategy. He's experimented with other rooms on the app, like Pitch House, where he pitched but did not get an investment, and Baby Shark Tank, where he made it to the final round but won only $300. His team even built a tool that tracks when one of their desired investors appears in a Clubhouse room. It sends a notification on Slack so then I can quickly open Clubhouse and try to have a conversation with them, says Gasner. The approach requires being ready to pitch at any time with just a moment's notice. Sometimes a room starts just before I go to bed and I might raise my hand and pitch under the covers. I pitched once in a grocery store. Altogether, Stack Influence raised a $750,000 round in less than a month, largely from investors on Clubhouse. After Gasner's appearance on Angel House, another investor who had listened to the show also offered to invest. That's a cool advantage to Clubhouse, says Gasner. You don't know who's going to be listening. Sevi says the speed of transactions makes hanging out on the audio app worthwhile. For anyone who's ever raised money before, it can take 6 months or more, just going back and forth with angels who at the end might not even invest, she says. But for all these investments that came from Clubhouse, it was pretty much just sharing the diligence folder after the conversation and then getting the wire. On a recent Wednesday, four entrepreneurs appeared on stage for the Money Show. Any nervousness was concealed behind their digital avatars. Their companies covered a wide range, a marketplace called NextUp Recruitment that connects college athletes to scholarship opportunities, Speed Legal, a tool that decodes legalese and contracts, an AI education platform called Socrates, and DigiBuild, construction software powered by blockchain. Each founder gave their spiel, then accepted questions from the panel. Was this really a venture-scale business? What were the current engagement levels, the current distribution models? What milestones did the founders want to achieve with this round of investment? As the clock neared 4 p.m., the angels went around to give feedback. In the end, none earned an investment, though Cook says the angels have kept a conversation going with the founder of Socrates. It would have made for an anticlimactic end to a game show, but for Cook and the other investors, this isn't a game. A check from Angel House is the real deal.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.